Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're tuned into Life is a Sacred Journey. Every week, we bring a new perspective to aging and caregiving. Here is your host, Michelle Pope.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you in the virtual community neighborhood of Life is a Sacred Journey. It is good to see you. It's good to be with you this morning. I know that many of us are still hung over from Thanksgiving Day, meaning eating turkey, all of that good stuff. I just want to welcome you back to Life is a Sacred Journey. We have ended another season of Life is a Sacred Journey, and I can't believe it. Felicia keeps track of all of this, and I don't. So thank you, Felicia, for doing that. But we've come to an end of another season, and we will be beginning our new season soon. So I just want to thank the guests that contributed to a very successful season. And first of all, I want to thank all of you for coming back every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and coming back in the podcast, whether you're doing it on YouTube or wherever. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. So first of all, I start with thanking all of you. Thank you so much. But I also want to remember the broad expertise, wisdom, the friendships that have developed. And I just want to lift up these names to you. And I think you can remember, and you can go back and find on Life is a Sacred Journey, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, you can find the actual interviews or conversations. I hate to call them interviews because they're conversations. So we want to thank Maureen Dixon from Writer Coach Connection. That was an incredible conversation about a wonderful organization that I have the honor of sitting on the board, and they have a virtual cafe helping young people with their writing skills, reading, because you know if you can write, the reading and all that goes together. So Writers Coach Connection with Maureen Dixon. Thank you. Chris Bravo. Oh, Chris, the great documentary. Actually, we're going to be doing, I think it's December 5th, I think is the date. I can't remember, but I'll look it up and get it out to you. There will be a screening of the documentary that we talked about when Chris Bravo came to visit us here at Life is a Sacred Journey. Good morning, Chris. And Sandy Gibson from Better Place Forest. You know how I feel about that place. Better Place Forest is the place where I have chosen a wonderful tree where my ashes will be put when the time comes for me to do to live that episode of my life, that season of my life, not yet, but when it comes, Better Place Forest. So Sandy Gibson, thank you. Dawn Renee, caregiver, wisdom seeker, I mean, an incredible person who works in the home with a woman who is unable to move around, but yet move around in her mind and heart, and Dawn Renee meets her there every single day. So we want to say thank you to Dawn Renee. Stephanie Erickson, another incredible advocate for seniors and caregivers, and she has written an incredible book. And so Stephanie Erickson. Rosalind Jones, again, another great caregiver who not only runs a community, and when I say run, but coordinates the activities of a community, but Rosalind Jones. Jason Matthews, who came to us to talk about financial sort of things that we could do to become financially stable or to just prepare for retirement in a way that's different. And many of you said, let's get back, get him back, so we will. Ken Stern from the Longevity Project, but the podcast that goes along with that, and the ex-CEO of NPR, executive director of NPR, and what a great honor it was to meet Ken Stern and to become engaged with the Longevity Project at Stanford. At the Stanford University. And then we had Nicole Kearney. Kearney. Nicole, don't get me. But Nicole, Sip and Share. Oh, my gosh. We had an incredible fundraiser on Saturday. You'll hear more about it. But she is the winemaker from Sip and Share. And Nicole is amazing. Go to their website. Go to the Instagram. And enjoy that wonderful vegan wine. Order some for the holidays. And Brando Minevere, who is from Oakmont, Mariner Point, in assisted living, also a community for folks that, you know, that want to live in a place where they can be assisted if they want to. It is gorgeous. I went to visit them because they were one of the donors to our event, and it's right on the water, right near the pier there in Alameda, and it's right near the tunnel so that you can get in and out of there. I thought about that. I said that to Jade. Boy, if I lived over here, you could come and go quickly, and she just laughed. But at the end of the day, it is an incredible place, and Brando is there. You can give him a call if you're interested in a virtual tour or a conversation about Oakmont Mariner Point. So special thanks to all those incredible guests that came into the virtual community of Life is a Sacred Journey, shared their wisdom, shared their joy, shared their heart, and they became the new BFFs of Michelle Pope, so my circle is getting wider and wider. I also, again, want to thank all of you, the listenership throughout the world, Moldova, Belgium, India, Paris, Mexico, New Mexico, California. You know, all over the world, people are coming and listening to Life is a Sacred Journey. So I hope we're meeting you where you need us to meet you, and we will continue to do this. So I'd like, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you know someone that you think that this platform would benefit, or to get their word out about what they're doing in the world to make life, to help life or help those to have a sacred journey, please get in contact with us at lifeisasacredjourney@gmail.com. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're trying to build our listenership and viewership there. So please do that. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. I hope your Thanksgiving day was beautiful, quiet, and that you took precautions to not get COVID, and you wore your mask, and you washed your hands, and you were outside. My family chose not to celebrate Thanksgiving in the usual way. We've decided to wait until Christmas, and so we will be celebrating Christmas. So, but again, to all of you that out there in the virtual world, thank you, thank you, and welcome to Life is a Sacred Journey. Today, because, you know, again, we're in between season, and I'm coming to you as a solo act, but I tried to think about in the car, and yesterday I had to come in the office for a few minutes, and so I was thinking about what would I talk about today. One, I thought we talked about gratitude last week, so I thought, let's talk a little bit about happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. They're two different things. They are spoken about as if they are one and the same, but they are two different things. So if you're joining us this morning at Life is a Sacred Journey, take a few minutes to put in the comment area, what brings you happiness? What brings you happiness? So as you join us and do that, I'm going to tell you what happiness is, okay? So that happiness is an emotion, and we know that it's an emotion. And it's one where we feel it's from experiences. So it's an emotion based on some experiences that we have. So, for instance, if you love Cream, which is a place that makes ice cream sandwiches with warm cookies on both sides, that makes me happy because I've had an experience with Cream, with their green tea ice cream between two vegan chocolate chip warm cookies. It is amazing. And it brings me happiness when I drive by. I even became a club member. I had to give them up for because I was getting a little crazy with them. But that brings me happiness to know that I am a club member and that I can go to Cream and get an ice cream sandwich that way. So I've had an experience, and it creates an emotion of happiness for me. And I'm content, and I have a satisfaction, and I'm blissful when I'm eating it. It's really crazy. If you would follow me, the one that I go to is down on Salvio, I think, in Concord, and I can't even get to the car fast enough to eat it. I get in the car because it's melting already, right, because the cookies are warm, and there's such satisfaction to get across the street to the parking lot, get back in my car, and eat that incredible ice cream sandwich. So, that is happiness, okay? Happiness is one of those things. Happiness is when you order something from Amazon and you get it and you drive up to your house, and as you're pulling your car into the garage, you see that package and you're just so happy. Or when somebody sends you a card, because you've had an experience before where someone has sent you a card, told you how much they cared about you. You also had the experience of going and purchasing a card and sending it to someone else, as we talked about last week, gratitude, act of kindness. These things are all tied together. And so they create this sense of euphoria almost that creates joy. Sometimes people dance. I'm one of those people. I do a little jig, a little dance when I get something that makes me happy, and that's my happiness sort of quotient, the dance that I'm doing. And in the midst of life ups and downs, happiness is always present. It's there. It's just a matter of the recognition on our part as human beings. What do we recognize that makes us happy? And I remember when I was a little girl and I was telling my mom about somebody, and I kept saying, that person makes me so unhappy. And then she said to me, well, you have to learn to seek your happiness from something that will not disappoint. Whoa. Well, when I looked that up, that's really hard to do with happiness, because happiness is about something else or someone else and someone else. But when we learn who we are and we fall in love with ourselves, then we are the vessels of our own happiness. And then other things can be catalysts to it, but we bring it in internally, and then we become the vessel of our own happiness instead of putting that burden on others. You know, that's something that I think that we all learn as we get older. Sometimes we put the burden of our happiness on someone else instead of really saying, wait a minute, it's really about how am I treating my life? How am I engaging with my life? Am I creating happiness, or am I not creating happiness? Because if you don't know what happiness feels like, it's hard to create it and it's hard to feel it. So again, you know, happiness is one of those things that I'm happy when I get to, when the woman says on Blog Talk Radio, you know, and here, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and then NK says, and here's your host, Michelle Pope. That makes me happy. Up until that moment, I'm a little nervous, actually, because I'm nervous about content. I'm nervous about whether or not all this is working and Felicia is guiding me through and all of that. But happiness is something like this morning when I woke up and the sun was coming up and I went outside and I realized what I have another day, and it was quiet just like it is now, and there was a little black cat actually laying on the carpet outside my door. And of course, you know, I'm human, so I was just like, oh man, why are you sitting in front of my house, little black cat? And then it meowed at me and came up and rubbed up against me. And I thought to myself, okay, so you're talking to me. We're having a moment. This is an engagement with nature. This is a holy moment. And so that created happiness for me, right? That's a happiness moment. So try to find what those things are that make you happy and stay in those happiness moments, because when we carry that in us and it's around us and it affects the way that we either attract things into our lives, but it also affects the people around us. And so negativity is a really hard, hard thing to live with, and it's also hard to be around. So let's not be the people that carry that negativity. Let's be the people that carry happiness. So have you put in the comment area what makes you happy? I'm going to look and see what we have here. Somebody's texting me. Who is that? Okay. Nope. Nobody's text. Somebody text me, but they can wait till after. So what we have here, let me see what you guys are saying in the chat. If I can find it. Life is a sacred journey, Brit makes happiness for Sister T. Thank you, Sister T. You bring happiness to me. And again, if you are ever up at 6 a.m. on Wednesday morning, join Hope United Methodist Church. They have an incredible prayer circle half hour. And if that is where you sit in your spiritual life, again, as you know, I'm not forcing anything upon you, but if that's a place that you need prayer or you need to be with other people who do pray, Wednesday morning, 6 a.m., Hope United Methodist Church on Facebook. You can find it on Facebook Live. So join us. I'm there. I try to go in on every Wednesday. A couple of Wednesdays I've had Zoom calls where I couldn't be there, but it really makes me feel so good to get over the hump day and to have people, again, all over the United States praying for me and my family. So join us at Hope United Methodist Church, Wednesday, Facebook Live, and Sister T leads us in that moment. So let's get back. What is joy? Joy is a stronger, less common feeling than happiness. Witnessing or achieving selflessness to the point of personal sacrifice frequently triggers this emotion. Feeling spiritually connected to a people or to a God or just to that act of kindness, that's joy. That's not happiness. That's different, right? Because it's something, it's an experience that you're caring for others. It's gratitude. It's thankfulness. It's inward. It's contentment. It's not out all in the stratosphere and fluff. It is that sudden burst. Joy is the sudden burst of happiness, right? Where it's like the elevator in the building that takes you up to higher levels of happiness only for a small amount of time, and then you go back downstairs. So there's a lady out in the parking lot under the tennis court, and she is a homeless, unsheltered person, and she's mentally ill. And so you may hear her screaming under there, and because she does that from time to time. After I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to go over and take her some breakfast. So that's an act of kindness, right? You know, that's an act of kindness. And, you know, I remember when I first heard her out there screaming during the airing of this, my first concern was, oh my gosh, can my listeners hear her? Will the microphone fluff her out? And I thought, how rude of you, Michelle. You share this space, you share this morning with this individual, and if your listeners hear her, then they're meant to hear her because she's the cry of need. She's the cry of someone that no longer has happiness or joy. And so instead of apologizing to you if you should happen to hear her, she's quiet again, I'm going to say to you, use that little muffling sound that you hear from my friend under the tennis court here facing my office and go out and do something for somebody who needs you desperately, somebody who needs to feel a little sense of joy, that burst of contentment, that burst of I matter to somebody, because that will create that joy for them. So let's, and joy is a byproduct of a moral lifestyle. Now, I'm not going into the conversation of the moral majority and all of that foolishness. I'm not doing that. What I'm talking about is when you know that you share the planet with someone else, when you know that everybody at some point has a need to be needed, liked, and to feel like they matter. And so what does that mean in your life? What does that mean today? So today is this day called Black Friday. I've never liked that because I don't know what that means. You know, I'm like, okay, I know what it means from a financial context, but the reality is I don't know. So I'm going to ask you to do two things today. If you don't have to spend money today, don't. There's no need. You know, I love one of my favorite children's Christmas holiday movies. I actually watched it twice yesterday in between a nap, was The Grinch That Stole, you know, The Grinch That Stole Christmas or whatever the name of it, The Grinch, right? How the Grinch Stole Christmas or whatever the name of it is. He's green. I know that. And his dog's name is Max, and he drags Max around and turns Max into a reindeer. It's a good story. But what I love at the end is when he realizes when the people all come out of their houses and they join hands and they start singing that, you know, that song, is that Christmas is going to come regardless of, and it goes, it came without bubbles and bowls, it came without gifts, it came without the beef, the roast beef, it came without everything that he had stolen, because he stole everything. It's a wonderful slithering moment of the Grinch. But those people still had joy in their heart, the Whos, they still had joy in their heart, so much joy that they still sang, so much joy that they melted the heart of the Grinch by their singing and coming out and showing that, you know, him doing what he did meant absolutely nothing, right? It meant nothing because they understood the spirit. The spirit of joy, the spirit of happiness, the spirit of being with each other, the spirit of act of kindness where you join with your neighbor to make your community a better place to live in, and not just for yourself, but for everybody, not just for yourself. And so Christmas is going to come. And you're going to have plenty of days to shop, and Amazon's going to be busy. And so today, just spend a moment doing one act of kindness for another organization out there. Giving Tuesday's coming up on December 1st. There's many nonprofits out there, ASEB included, who need your support to get us through this pandemic, even though many of us are providing services but not at the capacity that we were before. So think about something you can do for somebody who you might not have normally thought that you were going to do that. Make a small donation, even if you make a donation of $5. You know what $5 can buy? A lot, depending on where you make that donation. So use today instead of spending money for a gift or make a donation in honor of somebody and make that your gift, or in memory of somebody and make that your holiday or your Christmas gift. But let's stop letting the advertisers and all these people tell us when we're supposed to spend our money. Today is Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving. It's a good day to do some Zoom calls. I know I got family members to catch up with because I didn't do any of that yesterday. But let's turn this day into something different. And if not a day where you're spending money just because some commercial said today was the day, they're going to mark that stuff down again anyway. Okay? They really are. I come from that world. They're going to mark it down anyway. And today, the reason it looks like a deal is because it's been marked up higher than what it would have been, so that today they can tell you that you're getting it for this, when in fact, when the season is almost over, they're going to mark it down again, and you're going to get it for a cheaper price than you would have even gotten it today. I'm telling you, this is, and if you don't know that secret about retail, I'm telling you. And the other side of the coin is this. I'm not spending my money because they told me so. So I'm just asking you, let's all today, just take today, 24 hours, and if we don't have to spend money, if it's really not something that you have to do today, let's, instead of spending money, let's send out joy, let's send out happiness into the world. Let's perform a couple of acts of kindness that have nothing to do with purchasing anything for anybody, but what it has to do with is showing that we're a humanity together, and we don't need Thanksgiving, and we don't need certain things to show that we are grateful and thankful for the people in our lives and for the life that we get to live in this time. Yes, as hard as it is, we get to live it. We get to live it. We get to survive it. We get to live it. So let's not stop. Let's stop complaining. Somebody said that to me yesterday, one of my neighbors, when I was walking my dog, and just complaining. And I, on my way back, she was still out there complaining. And I finally said to her, "Well, you know, you could have died last night." And she looked at me, and she was mad at me for a minute. And then as I walked away, she said, "You know, Michelle, you're right." I said, "Yeah, you know, let's not get caught up in all this rhetoric about how hard this is and, oh, whoa, whoa." Yes, there are real people out there who are depressed, who are living through anxiety, who are living through unshelteredness, who yesterday didn't even have any food, let alone be able to sit at a table. So we got to stop complaining when our lives are decent. We have decent lives. You know, there's a lot that I don't have, but I have hot water. I have a roof over my head. My refrigerator is more full with more food today than it was yesterday after I cooked the meal. So let's stop complaining. Let's look at what we have first before we start complaining about what we don't have or what we wish we had or what, you know, all those things. Life is a sacred journey, and it's sacred because you get to live every moment of it until the time that you don't. And so the bad stuff is going to happen, and those things are going to make us stronger and together. If we need counseling, this is something that I realized yesterday. Sometimes we need counseling, you know. I may need counseling, and I actually am thinking about going and doing some counseling again. The sun is coming up. Thank you, son. You know, doing some counseling again in a way that I got to fix this. This is killing me. But you may have to. And if you have to go for counseling, that's okay. And I know traditionally African-American, black, native black folks, we do not do the counseling thing, you know, because that's just not who we are. And the years of oppression and all of that have put us in a place where we think that we should not share. But you know what? Sometimes we need counseling. Sometimes we're living with too much PTSD, meaning post-traumatic stress, from a lot of different things, and we need counseling to get us through. There are many, many counselors out there. There are counselors that are people of color that know the unique trauma of people of color. So, you know, again, we got to take care of ourselves, you know. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to dig deep and figure out what it is that's going on inside of us. Right now, I want to take a few minutes. You know what? On NPR this morning, I listen to NPR. I love NPR. If you have any children in the elementary school age, NPR this morning had experts come on and break down this COVID pandemic, shelter in place, and all of this for children. Please go online or to npr.org or .com, one or the other, you'll find it, and you'll find that this morning that was on there. Pull it up. Pull it off. They said that you can use it and share it with somebody who has some elementary little people at home, elementary school age people at home, and have the dialogue. And then take that information and take it up for your high school and your middle school kids and have dialogue with them. Your college kids who are doing this virtual learning, seniors possibly, have a conversation with them about life. Go over some of the history of the United States and the things that, or the history of the world and the things that humanity has survived. Let's give them hope. and not walk around the house being the people who are tearing down the spirits of the young people around us. So that's one. The second thing is they talked about giving yourself a hug and talking to yourself. I am the queen of talking to myself. I do that all the time. I talk to myself when I'm thinking about what should I say? Is this a good idea? The dogs follow me around thinking I'm talking to them, and I'm not talking to them, I'm talking to myself. So talk to yourself. They said when you're feeling anxious or whatever, you know, talk to yourself. The other thing they said was to give yourself a hug. So right now, whatever you're doing, unless you're driving a car, if you want to pull over, do that. But whatever you're doing right now, take your left and your right arm, take it up here, and just give yourself a nice hug. I mean, the kind of hug that you would want from somebody that you haven't seen for a while, and hold on tight. Just squeeze yourself and hug yourself. And then tell yourself, I love myself. I love myself, doggone it. In my ugly, in my bad, in my worst, I still love me because I know I can be better. I know. Hug yourself. Look in the mirror and be the change that you want to be. Know that this world is not set up for us to be happy all the time, but it is set up for us to have joy. It is set up for us to have joy because we can perform acts of kindness for other people at any moment, at any time. So I want to thank you for coming to Life is a Sacred Journey. This is a short time for today. And I just want to thank you for everything that you have done to make us popular in the virtual world. I want you to know that any proceeds or any monies that we will get after we get to a certain leadership, listener, readership, all of that, all that will go to ASAP so that we can continue to care for our people throughout the community. Life is a Sacred Journey is an ASAP platform in this one sense, is that we talk about caregiving. We talk about Alzheimer's. But it is the brainchild of some fellows that came from an organization called Collaborative I think they are on a hiatus or doing something different. Felicia is one of them. And so we became a family because of this wonderful program. And now we live out acts of kindness with each other every single day. Those acts of kindness don't cost us a dime. Their texts, their direct messages, their little emojis, I think is what they call them. Correct me if I'm wrong. Little emojis of hearts or whatever. They're not long, drawn-out things that create a whole lot of energy. They're just things that are love. And so that's why Life is a Sacred Journey exists. That's why I'm coming to you every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Please remember to subscribe, share, go to YouTube because we're trying to build up our programming there. And I'm going to sign off for now and just pray that you have the best Friday, Black Friday, for whatever reason. And I'm going to look that up and find out really why it's called that because I don't know. And I'm not going to jump to conclusions, but I think it has to do with making money and profitable. But I'll look it up and I'll let you know next time. But hug yourself, be the best person that you can be. And know that you are the best person that you can be when you first love yourself and then you reach out with an act of kindness that creates joy for someone else. My name is Michelle Pope, and you have joined me for Life is a Sacred Journey, and it is my honor and privilege to be with you. And stay with us for the next season, and thank you for everybody who made the last season just fab-dabulous. Okay, have a super califragilistic espialidocious day. Thank you, Mary Poppins. Be good. Take care. Peace.